Hey everybody, welcome to episode 133 of Game Over Nation. I am your host Javi Rodriguez, and with me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Currently installing Age of Mythology.
About fucking time, Jesus.
I forgot God. I had it. I hadn't even opened Steam in so long.
Dylan Roush is here.
Fart shoes.
And our totally unpaid intern, Gabe Feldman.
Are those shoes that fart? Or
or shoes that you wear for farting?
Yeah. Or is it ambiguous?
They help you stay sturdy.
They're like the Activia of shoes.
That you you stay sturdy on the ground when you unleash a big wet one.
Oh no.
That's all I gotta say about that.
So what's been going on?
Video games.
Video games and stuff. Fun. What you guys been up to?
Hype.
Go ahead. Not everyone at once.
Ryan?
Soccer.
I don't have
somebody
anything.
Though.
I don't have it. Yeah, I've been watching soccer. I got my Retron 5 in the mail, which I pre-ordered like a year ago, and it was supposed to come out in October. And it just showed up. Like, I was like, oh, here it is. Like, I out of nowhere. It has like slots for Super Nintendo, Nintendo, Famicom, Sega Genesis, and like Game Boy Advance and anything that else that worked in Game Boy Advance. So like it'll play Game Boy games and Game Boy Color games. So that's cool. I've only messed with it a little bit. I like played a little bit of Super Mario World yesterday, but it'll like do save states and stuff. So it's kind of like turning your old cartridges into an emulator almost. At least it has like the same advantages of it. So that was kind of neat. But I haven't had a whole lot of time to mess with it. Hoping to do more of that soon. Other than that, I haven't really played much. I've been reading a lot.
What?
What you reading?
It's a book, I'm on the third book of a trilogy of a series called the Mistborn Trilogy.
Is this the In the Name of the Wind thing?
No. Okay. This is a different guy. I think his name is Brandon Sanderson is the author, but that's been really good. It's really long. All of the books have been super long.
Are they long and well paced as the Game of Thrones series?
I don't know. I haven't read those.
Game of Thrones isn't well paced. Don't listen to Gabe.
I didn't say it was. Dylan, I was being facetious. I actually got a new audiobook this week. I haven't started it yet.
Did you start Dune yet?
No, I got American Gods. I have no idea what it's about. My sister read it for a college class, and all she told me was there's something about like a vagina mouth eating somebody. So I was like, I'm in.
What?
That's all I know about the book. There's something about all like, I know a vagina is eating someone.
Anytime anyone brings up Neil Gaiman, they're like American Gods. I'm like, what?
Apparently, it's good. So that can get me. I don't know if I should keep drudging through the fifth Game of Thrones book, or if I should just.
You're not even reading it. You're just listening to it.
That's eventually.
Yeah, and that makes it worse because I can't skip through all the terrible parts.
Just finish it, you idiot! You're almost done.
I'm only like not even halfway through. Not even. I'm like a third.
Listen faster.
That is an option.
Put it on 1.5. Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Sounds like the chipmunks are reading to you.
Yeah, it's not going to be that much worse.
It adds a level of comedy.
Funnier book than you've ever
read. Yeah.
If you had finished it already, you could have read Dune already.
Probably not. Maybe next month I'll get Dune.
Maybe.
So I just have Audible. So I get a book every month.
An Amazon company. Mm-hmm.
This podcast is not sponsored by Audible. We could be.
Someday we might.
I've never used it.
Has anyone called them to see?
Hey, you guys want to sponsor us? Okay, bye.
No, all right.
That'd be that. That's the way that conversation would go.
Probably.
Yeah. Anything else, Ryan?
Not really, man. I think like all of us, a lot of soccer. A whole lot of soccer.
Just it. One soccer for me, thank you.
Just watching it.
Yeah, I think the only game I actually... Well, I watched a lot of the Korea I can't remember who they played. Algeria game, because that was on before the America-Portugal game.
I haven't missed a game yet.
Yeah, I kind of fell off the World Cup wagon. I was really on board, but I don't know, just kind of dropped out.
Yeah, it's hard to avoid it for me, because our office is full of, like, huge soccer fans, because most of them aren't American. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My coworker, he's a big soccer. He does soccer refereeing for in the community and shit, so he's into that stuff.
Yeah.
It's just now at work I'm walking around so much, because I'm covering for another entire person, so I don't have a lot of time to just sit down and watch soccer like I did.
See, it's pretty easy for me since I have my own desk and stuff. I just have my servers on like one side of my desk, and on the other side I have just the World Cup streaming.
Yeah. Yeah, man, yesterday was nuts with that US game. Like, it's crazy seeing how into it people are getting. Like, the bar, there was not a seat available in the entire place that I was at yesterday.
Javi and I were in line for drinks for like 50 minutes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I saw Javi post. You know what was cool about this? Like, there was two waitresses like covering our side of the bar, and it's kind of a big area, but man, they were on it. They were just like constantly walking like to each table. Just like they would walk one behind the other like a few minutes apart and like hit every single table just in a rotation, and like I got real drunk. it was an accident, but they were so on top of things that I always had a full beer. But man, it was fun. And like when we scored that second goal, that place went insane. The first goal was one thing. The second goal was holy shit. The second goal for Portugal deflated things a bit, but that was. Boy, that was a disaster right there. That was a disaster.
Shit show.
Yeah. But hey, you know, silver lining. We're probably still going to move on.
Maybe.
We need a little help, but well, I think we're good. I think they're
Germany,
good.
Just like a gentleman's agreement to tie, and we'll be good to go.
Yeah.
No, but the easily the highlight for me that like made me happy after the game. Everyone's like super bummed. And me and Fozzie are walking, and there's these homeless guys on the side of the street, and they're like, "Guys, just a dollar to help." And Fozzie just goes, he just laughs right at the homeless guys. What the fuck? Wow. I have no idea why. Like, the way they said it wasn't funny, nothing was funny about it. They just asked for a dollar like any other homeless dude, and Fozzie just burst out laughing.
That's weird. Strange.
Yeah.
But you know, cool, whatever.
Yeah, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, Javi, what you been up to? You've been doing some of that RPG Maker 15.
Struggling to learn this thing. It is daunting. Super, super daunting. But and also it's like I learn one thing, I'm like, okay, now I know how to do that. I should probably practice it. And then I just get caught up on something else. And then I have to, like, always keep in mind, like, how I would implement that or, like, what I would have to modify. And I just, like, dedicated, like, I was like, let me see, try to do this one thing. And I was just trying to make, like, a custom background and then, like, a custom object that you could walk around but not all the way around. So, like, it would have to stop you at the bottom of it, like a tree. And so I drew that in Photoshop, and then I started doing it in, like 2 hours went by and I'm like, oh my god, I did it. But it was so hard and ridiculous and I got like nothing done. But but I don't know. Slowly I'm learning.
Like whenever I program stuff, like I would get stuck on shit all the time, and then you finally figure it out and you're like, fuck yeah, I'm a genius, and then you get stuck again.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even programming. Like that's why I bought it, because it's like, here's a framework. Now you can tweak it and figure it out, but there's still like a lot that you need to know that there. It's not it doesn't like teach you anything. You have to look up videos online and have people show you. But it's.
Did you watch those ones I linked to?
I was already watching that. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting and kind of neat. I might make like a little demo, like maybe a 15 minute test, like proof of concept game, you know. But yeah, and
Game Scoop game lives.
The reason, like, I bought this like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, something like that, and it's just been sitting here. And then I loaded up Always Sometimes Monsters over the weekend. That's a little indie game that me and Gabe saw at PAX Prime last year. And the guy was, like, super nice, and he's making something unique that's about, like, relationships and choices and stuff like that. It has no combat, nothing like that. It's literally just walk around and talk to people and make choices.
So it's the anti Mirror's Edge 2,
yeah.
Which is all combat?
Exactly. It's all parkour. RPG parkour.
Turn-based parkour system.
Yeah. That sounds like Gabe's kind of game. A combat-focused Mirror's Edge.
Yeah.
No idea how hyped I am. Mm-hmm. Wow.
But
the excitement.
I ended up playing that game for like 6 hours straight. And that game was created with RPG Maker, which is kind of awesome to see.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's awesome to see an indie game that's made with RPG Maker on Steam, you know, selling for $10.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Anyways, yeah, I ended up playing that for 6 hours. I was super engaged with it. And I'm like, I want to load up RPG Maker and play with it. So I spent another like 3 or 4 hours doing that. And that's pretty much what I did this weekend. I've been in a old school JRPG mode since then, though, because like last night I couldn't sleep, so I loaded up Chrono Trigger for the PS1 on my Vita. So I was just playing Chrono Trigger. It's awesome.
The Vita's not dead.
It's funny, like, I was just thinking about it, like, an hour ago. Remember, what was I... I was talking about Bravely Default and how I feel like I've just lost the patience for JRPGs. And after this weekend, I don't know if that's true. Maybe it's just that nobody makes them like Squaresoft used to, you know? Like, there's not that kind of innocent simplicity to Bravely Default. Like, yeah, they're streamlining all the combat. They're making a lot of improvements. But, like, at the end of the day, I played 20 minutes of Chrono Trigger, and immediately, like, the characters are so endearing, and the music's so fucking good, and just you're pulled in, like, right off the bat. And Bravely Default, I've put in, like, 2 hours, and I'm like, I don't give a shit, you know? I'm, like, struggling through it. So, I don't know. Maybe it's just the way that they were done back in the day. But Dylan, you played a lot more Bravely Default than I have, so...
I got to the point where they start rehashing the same shit from earlier in the game.
Mm. Yeah, I've seen JRPGs get criticized for always having the same kind of plot, where it's like, oh, you're young heroes and you're destined to save the world, you know, and you're going off on a quest. But I think that's that's kind of something that I like. And as long as it's done well and the heroes are endearing, then that's all that matters. That's what Final Fantasy, the storyline was for almost every single game.
You are four people.
Yeah.
You are gonna save the world.
You're a group
Here
of
you
childhood friends, and you it's a coming of age story and blah blah blah. Whatever.
Shit. I think 6 is the one to really break that mold. Hmm. Well, no, 5 is. 5 broke that pretty hard.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned for your Game Over Nation JRPG. Just kidding.
Speaking of JRPGs, you bought Final Fantasy X, right?
I did.
Have you played it at all?
More than I did the first time I played it. I got to... I don't know if any of you know what I'm talking about, except for Dylan, but I got to where you meet Waka for the first time, which is like maybe...
The first style end.
Yeah, it's maybe an hour in or something like that. 2 hours.
Yeah, about that. Yeah. I think I was telling you that it doesn't really pick up the pace until probably 2 hours, to give or take an hour from that.
Well, it's funny because while I was playing it, I'm like thinking to myself and looking at the map and going like, this is not much different from 13. Like, you're in this like tight,
no,
you're in a tight corridor. But the key difference is
the world feels alive.
And yeah, and I like the people, the characters, even if they're like terribly Japanese and weird. Like, I don't know what the hell is wrong with Tidus. He's a
he's bizarre. An idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
He's really an idiot.
Yeah.
But That's the main. That's the main difference. It is a corridor. The game is a big corridor. Don't get me fucking wrong, but the world felt like an actual world.
Yeah,
13 felt like a corridor.
Well, I'm like playing it. I'm like, why? Why is this better than 13? Like, it definitely is. I'm not denying that it is, but I don't. There's no reason that it is.
I can list off stuff. The characters are more endearing. The story is a bit more interesting. The world feels like an actual world, along with world building. I mean, they give background on the world and shit while you're going through.
Yeah.
13, nothing. I don't understand nothing. I don't know. Why the hell is this place a big dome? Why is this a big sphere in the sky? What is this, destiny? I guess they never even really explained that.
Well, if you don't, then you're a fallacy.
Yeah.
I don't know what the
fallacy.
Fallacy.
Whatever. They did such a terrible job at...
Oh my god, is that what they were going for?
Yeah.
A fallacy. Fallacies.
Anyways, 10 just does a much better job of presenting everything to you.
Yeah, it's a better game. And it's funny, that's just... Those are simple things, you know what I mean? Like, like I was saying with Chrono Trigger a second ago, like...
Isn't that the purpose of that genre?
Yeah.
Squaresoft was how do you fail that so badly?
Well, I think it's easy to fail it. Because, like, I was...
how does a company that has succeeded for, you know, 25 years...
They've lost it. I don't know how, but yeah.
I just don't get that. I really don't.
Everything they touched used to be gold. Like, Mario RPG was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And, like, they probably couldn't make a sequel to that game to save their lives. They could make a remake.
You're probably right. Yeah. I like I was saying, the combat really in that game, it starts to pick up once you get everyone in your party, which doesn't take very long. That game that actually introduces all the characters really quick.
Yeah. Anyways, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah,
Dylan.
What's your Hi. Up to? I played. How you living? I'm living. I'm living.
Good to hear.
I've been preaching against the Steam sale. but seriously, I bought, I think, Dynasty Warriors 8, which I put a lot of time into because it's brainless. And I don't have to think at all. I can just, like, Gabe can be talking and be like,
Well, that's no different than how it usually goes, but go on.
Pretty much. And then I've been playing the Stick of Truth through Harris's account. And that game is funny.
Yeah, it is.
That is a really good game. I didn't think I would enjoy it as much as I have, but it feels like just like a couple episodes of South Park.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
I just fucking love the way it looks. Like,
it looks great. So I'm pretty happy with that game. I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about it, and then I played it, and I was like, this is pretty good. Other than that, I don't think I've really been playing much. I don't think I've really been playing much other than that.
Yeah, we tried out the heist last night.
Payday 2?
Yeah.
That game's rough at first.
Yeah, like, when we were playing, I just felt like we missed something.
Which one?
We didn't, though. I went through it.
Payday 2. Oh, yeah. I like that game.
Yeah, I really like the concept, but, like, it just, when we were playing, it felt like... Maybe it's just because... It was probably because we were just brand new, but it just didn't tell... I guess it just didn't explain everything, like, how all the systems work.
Yeah, and it takes a little while to, like, get to unlock stuff so that you can actually be, like, sneaky.
Yeah.
Okay, that must be it. We were trying to sneak with just like pistols. And Harris would shoot at a guy and completely miss.
Yeah, no.
He bought a silencer and didn't mean a fucking thing because he would miss and the guy would call for backup.
Yeah, because there's ways like when they start trying to call for backup or like if you knock out a police officer, like you have to answer his radio and shit like that.
Yeah,
and
then, I get, I understand.
But there are
that.
A bunch of system. Like, if you look at the tech trees, like, you have to move through them pretty far before you can actually start being sneaky, which is weird.
Yeah, that drill makes so much noise.
And it moves so slow. But you can get perks that speed it up, that make it quiet. Like,
that's the tree that I went down. I went down the technician route, and Gabe went down ghost, and I don't know what Harris is doing.
Yeah, I don't.
Harris is going down the Harris tree.
We don't care.
He's just being Miley.
We'll make him the enforcer.
Have you tried that out? I've been buying a lot of things on Steam, the Steam sale.
See, I haven't bought a whole ton because
a lot of little things. Really, like,
I'm fighting against Valve's stupid little tricks to get people to spend more money. like this points thing for the competition. It's totally rigged.
It's like it's not. They're not even hiding it. Like, it's every other team has the same amount of points, except for one that's in like an insane lead. It's been that way for the last 4 days. But like, it doesn't hurt anyone. It doesn't matter.
No, it's just stupid people being
stupid.
It's stupid people being relieved of their money.
Yeah,
we had a really good discussion. I think me, Harris, and Devin. About Valve's business practices.
I think I was in a movie theater when that was going on.
Yes, you were.
Yeah. Yeah, Javi and I saw Edge of Tomorrow.
Ooh, that was good.
That shit was, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
Emily Blunt forgot how to do push-ups and it looked awesome.
She's the only one who knows how.
Everyone else is doing it wrong.
I heard Tom Cruise was really awesome in that movie, like 90s Tom Cruise awesome.
And Tom Cruise is great.
He's always great.
Yeah, I like Tom
Cruise. I don't know about that.
I do.
I like Tom Cruise. Except Mission Impossible 2.
Yeah, but it wasn't bad because of him. It was just bad.
I haven't seen much of his stuff recently, but I like Tom Cruise when he's in.
He's very shouty.
He looks so good when he runs. Except in this movie. This is the one movie where he runs and he doesn't look good at all.
No one does.
It's a weird thing
no
to
one
say,
does
Gabe.
Because they're in the silly suits. Oh, Tom Cruise is like the best on-screen runner in the world.
Alright.
It's true.
Don't lie to yourself. You know it's
you
real.
You know it's true. Everything I do. I do it for
Tom Cruise
Gabe.
Did it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been buying a lot of little things on Steam. Bought the 4-pack of Payday, so you can try that out. I just bought Spec Ops, because Javi really liked that. I'll check it out.
The line.
I got Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, which I'm pretty excited to play because I like Platinum. And I'm excited that people are getting Battle Block Theater because that game is so fucking good.
Yeah, I went ahead and bought it again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, who got Battle Block Theater other than Izzy when I told her to?
Javi just got it.
Oh, you did?
We all have it now. On PC.
Cool. I got it too. The only unfortunate thing about that game is that it's only 2-player story mode. Max. 4-player arena, though, and that's really fun. There's so many fucking birds calling outside my apartment. What the fuck? Is, like, Jake Gyllenhaal and Dennis Quaid a Day After Tomorrow this shit?
Yes.
Damn. That's probably what's gonna happen. But other than that, I've been getting super into Netrunner, the card game, and I haven't actually played a game yet. I've just been reading up on it and listening to podcasts and watching videos, and I finally like have an understanding on how to play it, so I'm going to try to teach Javi and Rachel, and then we can all play it, and it's going to be great, and I'm super excited, and you guys should all check out Netrunner, because it's really cool.
Hey, you know what game I just realized we can play?
What?
That card game I got Rachel.
Oh, the dinosaur game? That's the only thing I refer to it as.
Yeah, that dinosaur game card game. Have you guys played it at all?
No. We talked about it for a while, and then it just, like, it was always, it's always something that no one really knows how to do, so we're all drunk at that point, and we don't want to learn, so we just play other things.
That makes me feel bad.
You should
we will one
teach
day.
Us.
You should just come over here and teach us. We don't know how to read.
I sure don't.
Yeah. It's a big problem.
when we're trying to gather news, it's a real issue.
Yeah.
we make everything up. It seems like we've been close on a lot of things.
Yeah. Like Miyamoto announced a new Metroid today.
Yeah.
Oh no, that didn't happen. Sorry. I don't want to get anyone's hopes up, even the slightest bit. But yeah, other than that, just League of Legends trying to get into Diamond, and I suck at that game so much, and I hate it. I'm not going to talk about League of Legends because I don't care.
Get good!
It's hard! So now we can hop into the brief little bit of news we got.
Okay.
This week.
Do it!
So first up,
Mirror's Edge 2 is going to be all about the combat.
I wasn't even going to talk about that, but now, I guess. I guess we can say that DICE... / EA released they had like an little interview
for the Tom Cruise running gif.
Yeah, see, look how fucking good he looks when he's running.
Yeah,
except in the stupid suit.
What movie was that?
Wait, no, the like robot
suit. Oh, but well, the one tomorrow. Where he's with the white hair and the suit,
where
the firm.
That's where, wait, no,
that's not
no, that's Mission Impossible 1.
That's the Jamie Foxx.
Oh, the white hair one. Collateral. Oh yeah, Collateral.
Was that Collateral?
In my opinion, yes.
Yeah, that's Collateral.
In my opinion, that's probably his most underrated.
Yeah, I remember the movie. I just didn't, I thought it was called something else, but no, okay, I guess that's right.
No.
It came out at the same around the same time as Collateral Damage.
Awkward.
I don't know that. I could be making that up.
It was the same time Jamie Foxx quit singing, thank God.
Rest in peace, Jamie Foxx's music.
I thought I forgot about that.
Hello, yeah, this came Amazing out. Spider-Man.
But Jamie Foxx moved on from the music business to getting
DVD
his face molded for a Blu-ray collector's edition.
Fuck yeah. Can't wait.
I can't wait for your birthday this year.
Mm-hmm.
So first up, Sonic turned 23.
Sonic. And he
Who
still
here
sucks.
Likes Sonic? No.
I'd like to.
I really want to like Sonic.
No one wants
but he just...
me to.
The Sonic team does their darndest to make me hate Sonic.
This week, on Shit Gabe Hates, Sonic. I hate
I can
him.
Run through a list. Hate Sonic.
What if Sonic were a first-person parkour game?
Dude, I would be all over that.
And so instead of a hedgehog, we just
That's
had like
Sega
a,
should just do.
Like a kind of a sexy Asian woman.
Yeah, and give him like one Sonic? Red glove. Yes, Sonic. So pretty much you've only described Sonic so far.
You're right.
I'm just gonna get Sonic Boom and, like, color in his left glove red. God damn it.
That was... Oh, that was really old beer. Oh, I grabbed the wrong bottle.
That's what you get for disgracing the name of Mirror's Edge.
I grabbed the wrong... I have a couple... I've got, like, 8 empty bottles of beer. Turned out one of them wasn't so empty. And
Why
I thought
did
it
you...
was... I thought it was the beer that I had in my hands. And it's in my hand!
Right here
so
in
I was
my
like,
hand.
And so I grabbed the beer bottle. I was like, oh, okay, there's still some left. I took a sip from it. It's like 3 days old. And all it had left was the dregs.
Judge dregs.
And I realized the beer I've been drinking, the cold one, is in my hand.
It was in your hand the whole time.
Mm. Old Boston Lager is not good.
Hey, you know what's hard to play?
What?
Terraria on Vita.
I
didn't know
that.
It was on Vita.
It is so Terraria's hard to play.
It's on Vita and so tiny.
And I have, like, I've never played the PC version, so I'm learning, like, for the first time how to play it. It's not easy.
That's going to be rough.
It's very rough.
Yeah, I never got into Terraria.
Yeah, me neither.
I guess it's... Like, I keep wanting it to be exactly Minecraft, so when something's different, I hate it.
You're not what I expect, and you're terrible.
Yeah. What's the shit about, like, building houses for other people? Fuck that. I put a chair down, and I was like, what do I do? And these zombies kept, like, trying to break my door down, and they wouldn't stop.
This isn't... God damn, what is that noise? Terraria. I live in the naziest section of fucking Seattle between the hours of... Between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m.
I live in the nasaliest section of Boston.
Nasaliest.
I heard laziest.
We all said something. Moving
pretty
right
sure
along.
I said Boston. Apparently. That's not where Gabe lives anymore.
Nope. Not even a little. But moving right along. Apparently Crytek's not doing too hot. Because
Riot's paying their people to quit.
Yes, that's exactly where this is going. Because their Xbox One exclusive Rise did not do too well. It cost a lot of money to make, and they had to like hire other outside companies to help finish it in the last months. And that didn't pay back at all. And apparently no one's attaching to the Cry engine. And there's rumors of them being on the verge of bankruptcy. So things aren't looking too great for old Crytek. It's unfortunate because I really want to like Crytek. Like, I liked the first Crysis, and then the next ones just didn't do anything
for
me.
The company known for breaking your PC. Yeah. That's Crytek.
The company made famous by the game that couldn't run on fucking any PC.
Yeah.
The game that single-handedly stimulated the entire PC market because people kept buying dumb graphics cards because they could, quote, play Crysis.
You can run Crysis.
Yeah. The question of 2007, can it run Crysis?
God. I only care about Crytek at all because they made the first Far Cry, and I love the first Far Cry. And also,
and that led to Uwe Boll's movie,
yeah.
First Far Cry.
And also because once, what was it, the Time Splitters team, once they went under, most of them were picked up by Crytek. So basically all the talent that left Rare... is at Crytek.
Is that why Rare can't make games anymore?
Yes.
Rare ain't
why did Microsoft tease Conquer?
Oh my god.
Why anything? Why did
they might as well have had Conquer, Banjo, and Kazooie come out on at the end.
Why
of
did
that
Nuts
trailer?
And Bolts get made instead of Banjo 3?
From your seat you'll never jolt. Until you're done with Nuts and Bolts.
Oh, no!
Was that a thing?
Yeah.
It's from John.
Dylan texted me that at like 3 in the morning on Friday. As he does.
Hey, at least I didn't leave you a voicemail while drunk again.
I'm sure you will at some point in the future.
We still got a lot of years ahead of us.
It's not as bad as our buddy Matt. Matt, every time we got drunk, we'd call him up, and I would call him up.
I remember one year, Javi and Dylan drunk dialed me. They were partying. It was my birthday, but they were partying in Utah, and they drunk dialed me to tell me happy birthday. And then, like 15 minutes later, a picture showed up on Facebook of them on the phone with me tagged on the phone.
Yeah.
Of them drunk and on the phone.
Those nights were awesome.
I have to go into the Facebook archives to...
Yeah, it's somewhere on there.
I have to go dig.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta look hard. So what else is going on?
Nothing.
Nothing, we're just gonna look at pictures the rest of the night. Bye, guys!
Yeah, just kind of, like, listen to the noise of our breathing for the next 20 minutes or so.
Oh, no!
But... there's news of Metro and Stalker devs working on a spiritual sequel to their franchises. So Metro and Stalker, those, like, kind of... I guess you could call them culty. I think Stalker's a bit more culty than Metro at this point.
That's kind of weird. But you're right. Metro was more of a mainstream release than Stalker was.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Stalker with the right mods.
Yeah, Stalker was hard to get into for me. I tried, and it was, like, buggy as shit.
I really enjoyed the idea of Stalker as well. And I liked the weapons and shit. I thought it was really good. It was really hard. When I first started playing, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And I walked right into a fucking anomaly and ended up dead with radiation poisoning.
Yeah, the game is called Aerial. At least that's That could be its name or its code name. It's kind of unclear right now. It's just a website that came up. And it's got this blue tiger concept art. And it looks... I like the concept art. Concept art usually looks great, though. But it looks... It definitely has the Stalker vibe going on. So if you're into Stalker and Metro, something to look forward to. Something to keep your eye on. And let's see. Yeah, there's really, like, fucking nothing this week. We can talk about how there's 5 AAA games coming out on October 7th, but that's not a story.
Wait, what games? I don't know this.
Alien Isolation. Dragon Age Inquisition.
you said that was AAA? Go fuck yourself.
It's AAA whether you like it or not, Dylan.
I know, they spent enough on marketing.
It's pretty.
I'll believe it when I see it. Drive Club.
That was supposed to be out already.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a launch game. Middle-Earth Shadow of Mordor, which actually looks semi-alright.
What is that?
Lord of the Rings Batman.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings Batman.
I like the sound of that.
Assassin's Creed-y parkour, but not Assassin's Creed-y assassination.
Don't joke with me about that, because that sounds awful now.
I don't know how it controls. It kind of looked like that when they showed the demo.
I always enjoy new Lord of the Rings stuff.
I think it's in between The Hobbit and... the Fellowship that it takes place.
Well, it's gotta be someplace in there. Mordor is.
I think that's when it takes place. I can't remember if that's the right one, but the like big premise of the game is that everything you do, like do all your interaction with the enemies, like matters, and it will like lead up to like the higher enemies on the food chain, so they'll react to how you interacted with. Other bad guys, and...
You can do anything?
You can do anything. This is the next Fable. You can fart in each other's mouth.
All right. Call people chicken chaser. kick some chickens. Lots of chicken-based humor and physics.
And the last game coming out on October 7th is NBA 2K15. But out of all these, the one I'm interested the most in is Alien Isolation, because there's only one alien. And it looks super cool as a horror game. The only thing I don't like is that you're playing as Ripley's daughter, which seems pretty forced.
Yeah, it is. You remember in, was it? Which movie was it where they were talking about her daughter? Aliens?
Aliens is the first time her daughter comes up.
And they show her, like, a picture of her daughter and stuff, and she's, like, old or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, like, you know how the game's gonna end.
They mostly only what? Come out at night.
She survives.
She's mostly. Gonna get away.
Well, that's fine.
And they're, like, they don't mention, like, one thing about her daughter, like, running into an alien.
Her daughter is an alien.
Well, they wouldn't know.
I find that a bit far-fetched.
What if Waylon concealed it all?
Yeah, Waylon Consoli.
I guess. And the other thing is, you know, Waylon doesn't get his hand on the alien again, because in the third movie they're looking for it again.
And he has no hands.
And he has no hands.
He's guy beard.
Oh, alien franchise.
God, so the Alien sorry. Franchise is so fucked. It's not even funny.
So bad.
Prometheus has, like, sucks.
Hey, it has like two sucks. Like it's incredibly still, iconic movies.
Still better
and then
than
everything
Predator.
Else is garbage.
Wait, what, Javi?
It's still better than Predator.
Well, yeah.
What?
Wait, the franchise or the movie Aliens?
The franchise.
I don't know about that.
You're one ugly
well,
motherfucker.
Like Predator was never, like...
Good,
like, Alien and
the
Aliens.
The first Predator is awesome.
No, like Alien and Aliens, good.
Oh, okay, yeah, because Predator 2 sucks.
Who's so in Predator 2? It did,
Yeah, Gary Busey
Glover.
And
Danny Glover,
Danny Glover,
right?
He's not too old yet.
Yeah.
Not for that.
And like I said, Gary Busey.
Gary Busey was in
that's
it?
That all you need to say.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Busey. Part.
Playing the same role as he played in Lethal Weapon.
Fucking Gary Busey, man.
Hello,
man.
If you like me, you like talking to stuff.
See, Predator, the first one, is up there for one of the best action movies of all time.
And it has one of the best musicals, too.
What'd you say, Gabe?
Has one of the best musicals, too.
And Carl Weathers.
And Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers.
Got the stew going, baby.
And that one guy who...
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, the one guy that's...
Sexual Tyrannosaurus.
No, the one that says he's a Green Beret. Green Beret, motherfucker. And Commando. He's in Commando, and he's the Green Beret. He's also in this, and no one knows his name ever.
Nope.
His name was Mac in Predator, but I don't know the actor's name.
Son of a bitch.
I didn't know Gary Busey was in Piranha 3 Double D.
I'd be surprised if he wasn't,
Someone's on IMDb.
Someone's gotta be. Yeah. Just, looking at my boy Gary Busey.
Watching Piranha 3 Double D.
Gary Busey just showed up on screen. Weird. Yeah.
William Shatner's probably in it, too, because that guy needs work.
No, man, he's got all that, what is it, Expedia or Travelocity or whatever the fuck?
Excuse me. He doesn't need that much work, I guess.
Yeah, he's making...
He still wants to remain
He's
relevant,
making all sorts of commercials with that hot chick from Big Bang Theory, whatever her name is.
It's got to really sting for him that he directed a few Star Trek movies, and he was in some Star Trek movies, but the best Star Trek movie is starring Tim fucking Allen.
Is that Galaxy Quest you're talking about?
I think it is.
Yeah.
And Sigourney Weaver?
She's
good in that.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that doesn't have a last name.
Prince?
No,
that's the one.
One of the characters, he's complaining that he doesn't have a last name, so he knows he's gonna die.
Oh, that was, what's his name from Moon?
Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell is in it with a cheesy fucking mustache as the security chief.
Is it bad to say that I'm not the biggest fan of that movie, Moon?
That yep, that's the picture.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I can't believe you went back in time that far.
Yeah, I think that was like my 29th birthday, maybe my 30th.
And we were at Trin's. I know because...
It had to have been 28 or 29. Yeah, that had to have been like 3-4 years ago. That was...
It was before we all met in person.
Yeah, because I remember where I was when they called me. I was at Fox and Hound. Drinking burrs.
They're opening a BWW over here, Ryan. All
right. Just down the street. You gotta fucking hit that shit up.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's gonna be so loud all the time.
Cool, I'll move in down the street. I'll move in upstairs from B-dubs.
Smart. Mm-hmm. Probably not. You're never going to be able to sleep. God damn it.
So what else?
Well, I guess last little bit of news. It was kind of on the topic of JRPGs, that Final Fantasy Agito, or what is it, Type Zero, I think it ended up being called, that PSP game that only got released in Japan, is finally getting re-released here, but it's going to be on PS4. However, this made people a little upset because the original PlayStation blog post that announced it said it was coming to Vita. So everyone's like, yeah, Vita has games.
Like, no, well, Vita has game.
Vita has game. But, yeah, and apparently this is a really good Final Fantasy. It got, like, great reception when it came out. So that could be interesting. Nice little thing for PlayStation 4. And Xbox One, too. Sorry. No release date yet. Final Fantasy Type Zero. The PSP game from the Fabula Nova Crystallis.
Everybody's talking about that. I don't know anything about it, so I don't care.
Well, because it never got released in America. And you hate everything.
That's why Javi doesn't like time travel or math. I don't know anything about it, so I don't care.
It's true.
Yeah.
And that's about all I can force out for news this week.
Well, I mean, we got a good 44 minutes in, so
Yeah, you know, frankly, I'm impressed.
Some healthy weight.
Yeah. So, questions? Do we have any?
We have a question from Justin Doss. And the only thing Justin Doss wants to ask us is what we think of the fucking UFC glitches.
So those were kind of funny.
Yeah, pretty funny.
UFC's not really my thing.
No.
In general.
Those games...
I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about.
The UFC games are just... The game that just came out is just glitchy as fuck.
The only way I would even consider, like, purchasing any of those games ever is if they come packaged with Joe Rogan's podcast and you can listen to it while you play. And I still probably wouldn't get it.
Well, you could,
that would make me consider
it. You could always just download Joe Rogan's podcast and play it in the background.
Oh, I know.
But you want them to package it for you.
Yes.
A collection.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan,
are you crazy?
You crazy for this one?
Oh shit, I actually own Batman Arkham Origins. I thought.
Fun fact. Dogen is named. Oh, what? Really?
Really?
Fun fact what?
Dogen is named after Joe Rogan.
Joe Dogen.
Joe Dogen.
Crazy Joe Dogen. And Johnny is named after Johnny Five.
Oh. Crazy Joe Davola.
Dogen, they're talking about you. Yeah, your tail's wagging.
He's gonna pee on Gabe, and Gabe's not even there.
All right, Ryan, Dogen play us out.
All right, guys, if you want to go listen to old podcasts, you can go to GameOverNation.com and check out everything there. Hit us up on Twitter, at GameOverNation. You can leave us questions, start a conversation. We're always around. You can also go to Facebook.com/GameOverNation, where you will find all of the things Facebook and GameOverNation combined into one spectacular page. And there's a like button, and you should press it. Then you like us, I guess. That's where you can find us, and that'll do it.
My God, mm-hmm. That will do it. Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's gonna do it for that episode.
Oh wait, hey, do we have a after the fact coming soon? Is it out?
No.
What happened?
We're working on it.
Don't hype up anything. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have one in the works, Ryan?
No, I was just curious if that one was...
Shut up! You spoiler surprise!
Yeah.
This is live.
Everybody knows now. It's in the ether. Well, look forward to that. Until then, I'm gonna figure out how to uninstall this malware.
Cool.
And all right, see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Bye.